We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishim Chaim Yaakov ben Pitchas Eliyahu ben Menachos Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Hey Harei Olai Yain. Here's a person who's donating wine to the Beis Hamikdash. Look for Nisachim, obviously, to be poured down the Mizbeach. He can donate wine alone. Lo Yivchos Mishlosha Lugim. He should not give less than 3 lug of wine, which is the amount of wine that comes along with the keves, which is the keves, the smallest animal compared to the ayil or the par. So that's the least amount of liquid, of the liquid measure that you would bring for yayin, 3 lug, that's what you should bring. Shemen, person who says, Harei alai shemen, I'm donating oil. Lo yivchos mi lo. He shouldn't give less than a log of shemen, less than mincha, v'nisaron soles. Along with that, along with the isaron of soles, the tenth of an eighth of soles, we bring a log of shemen. That's the smallest of the menachos, and a log of shemen is brought along with that. Rebbe Omer, shlosha lugim. Rebbe says, no, you should bring a minimum of 3 log of shemen, not one. Why? Because 3 lugim is the shear of the shemen. Why should that be the shear of the shemen? Because when we bring a keves, we just said, a keves has 3 log of yayin. So since it has 3 log of yayin, we should, that's the minimum amount that a person, we just said, will donate when it comes to wine. So too, that's the minimum amount to donate when it comes to oil. What's the basis of the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rebbe? So there's a very famous principle where when it comes to linking two areas of halacha, whether we are supposed to, what the Gemara says, don mina umina, we derive it from this particular case and follow this particular case, we'll have to explain what that means, or don mina va'oke ba'asre, or derive it but put it in its proper context. So the basis of this is the following. The pasuk says the word karbon in the context of a donated mincha. It's an extra word. So we use that as the source that we can donate oil. That says speaks about a donated mincha, and it has an extra word karbon. That must mean that we can donate oil as well. Now, oil obviously comes along with the mincha. So the Tanakhama says, since the oil, the fact that I can donate oil as a separate offering is derived from a word, the carbon, in the context of a person who's donating a mincha, so we should compare it to the mincha completely, which is what? Well, how much is the oil donation that you bring when it comes to a mincha? You bring a log. So if a log comes along with the mincha, so a log of shemen comes along with the mincha, so then a log of shemen should be the minimum amount of oil that we bring when we donate oil alone, independent of a flour offering, because after all, the source is, where do we derive it from? We derive it from the word carbon in the context of a mincha. So the same way, the oil along with the mincha is a log, the oil alone should be a log. Don mina umino. We derive it from it, from that particular case, which is the mincha, the oil of the mincha, and therefore umino, we keep it umino, and it should be in that, in the same area, it should follow the same rules as the mincha itself. So the mincha has a log of oil, so the oil, when it's brought alone, is also going to be a log. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rebbe says, though, it should be 3 log of shemen. Why? We don't say don mina umina. We say don mina va'oke ba'asrei. What we do is we derive from the word karbon, which is written in the context of a mincha offering. We derive from there that, in fact, there's a concept of bringing oil independently. But since oil independently is, we obviously not bringing with the flour offering, so why would you learn the amount from the flour offering, the oil brought with the flour offering itself? Learn it from wine, because wine is brought alone. And wine, when it's brought alone, what's the minimum amount that you bring when you donate wine? It's 3 lug. That's what we said. And that was derived from the keves. So oil, yes, it's true, it's usually mixed with the mincha, but why would I learn the amount of oil from the amount of oil that I used to mix with the mincha. Learn the amount of oil from another liquid that is can be donated, where it's donated alone, and how much is that? That's three lug, that's wine. So that's the question, is should we don mina umina, keep it in its own context, or take it out of that context and now apply it to something that's more similar to it, which is a donated carbon, which is wine. So wine liquid is three lug, the oil should be a three lug as well. That's the machlokas, Tanakama and Rebbe. Is it one lug of oil or three lug of oil? Peirashti, the Mishnah continues, a person says, you know, when I articulated the amount of wine or oil I want to donate, I remember when I said it, I actually articulated the amount, the quantity. But if anything about Peirashti, I don't remember though that what the quantity was that I had said at that time. What should he do? Yavi kiyom hamarube. He should bring the amount of wine or oil on the day, similar to the amount of wine or oil that's brought on the day where you bring the maximum amount of wine or oil. When is that? That is the first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos. That has more kavanos tzibur and more nesachim than any other days of the year, and the amount of oil and wine is the same, so we'll see how much that is. Let's do the math. So we remember that the first day of Sukkot, you have the maximum amount of parim of bulls that are brought. 13 on the first day, 12 on the second day, 11 on the third day, down to 7 on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So the first day, I have 13 parim, 2 elim, 2 rams, 14 kavasim, as the musafim of the Chag of Sukkot. Then, since it falls down on Shabbos, I have 2 kavasim of Shabbos. That's the Musday of Shabbos, and then 2 kavasim, which are the Tamidim. So besides a seir of Ferchatas for the musaf of that particular day. So how much do we have? Let's put together the numbers. I have 6 lug of shemen and 6 lug of wine for each par. So 13 parim, I already have 78 lugim just for the parim of oil and wine. Then I have 4 lug of shemen and 4 lug of yayin for each ayah, 2 elim, so that's 8 lug for the rams. So now I'm up to 86. 3 lug of shemen and 3 lug of yayin for each keves, for each sheep. So remember, the wine comes alone, it's poured down the mizbech, the shemen is mixed with the flour, right? This is what we know as the famous minchas nesachim. So I add on now 3 lug for each of the kavasim, and there are 14 kavasim, so now I have 54 lug for the kavasim. So if you put together the number of all of these together, we have the nesachim that we have. We have 140 lug of shemen and 140 lug of yayin. So therefore, how much do you have to bring? When you said perashti, I know I articulated the amount, I just don't remember how much. You bring kiyumam amruba, you have to bring 140 lug of wine, if that's what you do, if you know you made a neder about wine, or 140 lug of oil, which is the maximum of oil that we would have on this particular day. Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Harei alai ola. Person says, I take upon myself to become an ola. Yavi keves. You bring a keves. Now, not every ola is a keves, but a keves is the cheapest of all the animals. That's the pachos of the olos behema. So that's what you bring. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, O tor O ben Yonah. No, you can even bring a turtle dove, a pigeon is acceptable. That's basically saying you could bring an olas ha'of in its place. The Gemara says that there's no machlokas here between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because when it comes to Nedarim, we follow the way people normally speak, what's the vernacular? So it happens to be in the place of the Tanakama, when you say Ola Stam, the assumption is it's an animal. But in the place of Elizabeth Nazario, when you say Ola Stam, it's not just an animal, it's an Olas Ha'of as well. That was included. So you therefore get to bring the cheapest of all, which is the Olas Ha'of, to fulfill your neder of Ola Stam. Peirashti min habakar, person says, I remember I articulated when I said I take upon myself an ola that it's going to be from bakar, from cattle. So already keves is not included. Just veinidim at parashti, I just don't remember which type of bakar. So says the Mishnah, yavi par va'egel. You should bring a par and an egel, the larger the bull and an egel, both male, because an ola only comes from zecharim. I don't have to bring a female. female at all, and therefore Paran Ekel basically covers you if you said Bakar, you don't remember which one it was. What about Min HaBehema? You said, I didn't say Min HaBakar, but I said I'm going to bring an Ola from a Behema. Ve'eni Yodea Ma Perashti, I just don't remember which Behema. So then, to cover yourself, Yavi Par, you have to bring a Par, which is, we assume, is a minimum of 2 years old. And some say 3 years old, which means the third year. The egel, we have to bring a egel, which is ben shana within its first year. Ayel, that also may be what's included in a behema. So an ayel is a keves zachar, is a male sheep that is with 2 years old within its second year. Gidi, you have to bring that as well. You have to bring a goat within its first year, vitaleh, and a lamb, a keves zachar ben shana, a keves within its first year. Because all of these, par, egel, ayel, gedi, and teleh, are all species of behemos, which are all potentially brought for an ola, and therefore, you have to bring all of them. What about perashti, ve'eni, or they're not perashti, which means I remember I articulated when I took a neder to bring a karmen ola. I remember saying something, I just don't remember what it is. I mean, he doesn't remember if he said an animal or a bird. So most sifaleim, so besides the list we just had, you have to bring a par, an egel, an ayel, a gedi, and a teleh, you have to add on to the list tor uben yonah, a turtle, dove, and a pigeon, because these also may be included. Maybe you actually had in mind an ola sa'of, and therefore you'd have to bring those as well to fulfill the potential neder. And it's important to note, and we said this a little bit previously in previous Mishnayos, that in Mishnah Ches we're going to speak about the opinion of the Tanakhama, that a person takes upon himself, if a person says, I'm going to bring something, and he doesn't remember what it is, so included in a larger measure is the smaller measure. So that's the opinion of the Tanakhama, but Rebbe disagreed. So therefore, this section of the Mishnah, which mentions, let's say, for example, a person says, Perashti min ha-bakar, but I don't remember what I said, so what does he have to bring? He has to bring a par and an egel. Or Perashti, I don't know what I said, he has to add on a Toru ben Yonah. So that's all according to the opinion of Rebbe, who when a person is, who holds that you can fulfill your neder by bringing a large animal of the same species, that's not going to work. But according to the Chachamim, that you do. So then, even if, let's say, you had specified to give an eagle a calf, if you brought a bull, a par, it would be acceptable. So therefore, take the case of Perashti min ha-bakar, but I don't remember, you wouldn't have to bring a par and an eagle according to the Chachamim. It would be sufficient for you to bring just a par, and a par would cover the egel, even if you had said egel. And the same thing when it came to the last perashti, you have to add on a tor or a ben yonah, you wouldn't have to do so. According to the Chachamim, all you'd have to bring is a bull, because that offering, which is the larger animal, is going to fulfill the neder for even if it was a smaller animal. So therefore this, we must understand that this Mishnah that says you have to cover everything, and a larger animal will not cover for a potential smaller neder animal of a smaller animal, so this obviously is the opinion of Rebbe against the opinion of the Chachamim.